We turn now to Lou Schimmel, who has a very, very long history of working in cities in Michigan dealing with financial crises. Schimmel is the former receiver of the City of Ecorse in the 1980s and the former emergency financial manager of Hamtramck. These days, he's the emergency financial manager of Pontiac. Lou, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. Pleasure to be on your show.
So, Lou, the first question we have to ask, let's say it was you being handed this job, emergency financial manager of the city of Detroit. What is the very, very first thing that you would do?
There are two first things that I would do. In all cities where I've gone, and I'm sure other emergency managers, the two things that really hit you in the face as you walk in the door is the computer system, the controller system, the finance system, all of those areas, which are usually always antiquated. You need to get that in shape fairly quickly so that you know where you are. You need decent reporting. You need all of that whole area put together. So I would bring in someone under me that would be able to deal with all of that area, and just assign them that job and tell them to get it done. For example, in Detroit, I know that their system is legendary, you know, and it would have to be brought up to date. Then the other area is, like it or not, as an emergency manager, you're in court all the time. You're being sued all the time. It's a litigation delight for attorneys. And you need to have a very strong, your own very strong labor attorney and legal team to deal with all of those issues. So those are the first two people I'd be looking for as I came in the door in Detroit, is to get those two areas under control.
Okay. It's certainly no secret as far as the incredible challenges facing this new EM. I mean, when you think of the actual size, the fiscal problem seems unimaginable. In your view, how difficult will it be to accomplish a turnaround?
Well, this individual is going to have a lot of very good lieutenants because it is such an overwhelming, large job. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the key, is getting very good people to be his assistants and assign them to designated areas and say, this is your area, this is what I expect you to clean up. And I believe if you take that approach, you will certainly be able to take the present situation and make it much better.
We have to address, I think, Lou, one of the persistent criticisms that I'm sure you have heard again and again in your tenure, but particularly lately because of the way the whole political story played out. So one of the persistent criticisms aimed at the appointment of an EM, the fact that the citizens of Michigan rejected the emergency manager law last November. They said no. And then the critics' view is the legislature came right back and wrote up another EM law and then fixed it so there can be no citizen referendum. So the question is, how does that not contravene the will of the voters? How do you answer that?
Well, I think really, Cynthia, you have three things that you can do in Detroit or anywhere else that's in that kind of situation. Number one is you can do nothing, and by doing nothing, you just end up sending more and more money, and it gets squandered away, and nothing changes. I think citizens have to look at that and say, you know, we're not happy with that. The other is you can send in an emergency manager, and the emergency manager will be criticized just like you have just described. And thirdly, you can say, all right, we won't do either one of those and simply go straight to bankruptcy and let a bankruptcy judge take care of the whole situation. I happen to feel the emergency manager should be tried and used. It's better than the other two alternatives. And I believe the state of Michigan has a duty to see that its municipalities are not run like Detroit is run. And I think the only option is the emergency manager that's any better than the other two.
Lou Schimmel, in your view, is Detroit fixable?
Detroit's fixable. Detroit's fixable. It may be a situation where it involves similar to what happened to General Motors, which you might have a structured bankruptcy as part of the formula, but it certainly is fixable, and it needs to get fixed so that it can turn around like I claim we're doing in the city of Pontiac.
And how long do you think it would take?
You know, it's hard to say till you get your feet on the ground and get going as to how long it will take. But it certainly is not going to go that quickly. I mean, just because of the massive amount of work that needs to be done. But if you, as I say, work in the structured bankruptcy, it would probably go quicker than if you didn't. And it's going to take years, though. I can't tell you how many years, but you can't get it done. You can't get it done in a year or two, I don't think. In my opinion, it has to be in the five-year range at least.
And Lou, finally, just what would you be watching for? What should we be watching for? What would be some benchmarks that this is working and things are improving?
Well, I think at the beginning, people will be very critical and it'll be very difficult to get started. But I think as you go down the line and things get changed and begin to happen, then you'll feel better about it. But up front, I think it's going to be, you know, a hard day walking in to City Hall. But I think it'll improve, and I think it'll improve as the months tick off.
Lou Schimmel, Emergency Manager of Pontiac, and we thank you very much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Been a pleasure.
And the word from Lansing is the next piece is in place. The Michigan Emergency Loan Board has approved the hiring of Kevin Orr as Detroit's EM. His annual salary, $275,000, and his starting date is March 25th. And the Detroit City Council will not legally challenge the appointment of Kevin Orr. That comes from Council President Charles Pugh. Meantime, state lawmakers who represent Detroit are having mixed reactions to the announcement. Senator Coleman Young II, of course, the son of the former Detroit mayor, blasted Governor Snyder at the end of today's state Senate session. He accused Snyder of, quote, wiping out elected officials at the expense of what he calls fiscal austerity. But another Detroit Democrat, Senator Tupac Hunter, says he's disappointed Detroit city leaders didn't do more to avoid this day. Hunter says he doesn't like the emergency manager law, and he expects the city council will fight Snyder's decision for political reasons. But at the end of the day, Senator Tupac Hunter says residents want someone to turn on broken streetlights, clean up parks, and improve what he calls horrible city services.